This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web TV music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is BD Panthona, and she's a brand new book called Coven of the Dead, Volume 1. Hey, BD, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going good. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. So tell me about this book. I love the cover. It has fucking skulls on it. It looks amazing. But tell me all about this brand new book.
Coven of the Dead is, it's volume one because there's going to be a sequel. It kind of ends on a cliffhanger, even though it is a very large book. And I understand how, that can be a hesitant factor for people, but, it's about Wendy who it's a memoir to the goddess Hel of the Nordic pantheon. She is the newest reaper under her reign, and it's kind of a memoir of her going through her life, and recounting how she, like her entire, relationship with death and magic and how she got there, how she, got into the situations that, allowed Hel to, notice her, and it's a very good project for me. I absolutely loved writing it, and I hope that people like it too.
And, you know, there's three versions of the book out, you know, the parts one, parts two, and parts three. And what's nice about this is that they're all out right now, so you can get them and read them. A lot of authors, they make you wait, and they make you wait until they have the ideas for the next one. But you decided to kind of throw it all out there. You know, why did you give it all of us the opportunity to feel happy that we can read the next book?
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but okay, so the hardback is volume one, the entire volume one.
Oh, I should say volume three is not out, right?
Well, what I did, because a lot of people don't like to read anymore. people don't have some of the attention span, and sometimes, reading's hard. So what I did is, for the people who really love the book, there's volume one, which is the hardback. That is everything. And I'm going to have another one, like for a 10-year anniversary, come out. But then I have book one and book two, which is the books inside of volume one.
Ooh.
So if you like, book two is a little bit more fast paced. It is only, I think, 200 something pages, instead of book one, which is around 400 to 500 pages ish.
But it's the same story.
It's the same story.
Oh, so, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So if you just wanted to read the fast-paced stuff and more action and the fights against with gods and stuff like that, you can just read the second book and not the first book that's kind of slow and more just character building.
Oh, see, you know, when I saw it, I thought it was like that was the sequel to the next book, you know. But I love that idea of making kind of like a shorter version for those with like ADHD like me, like, you know, just not being able to stay still ever and being able to pick up those books, because it's so smart. It really is in today's society to kind of make that an option. I mean, where did you come up with that idea to kind of do that?
Well, the book in its entirety is about 600 pages. And so I was like, for somebody who doesn't read like I do, that could be very intimidating. So just, you know, make it a volume with two books in it, release the books separately. So it can get into more hands and more people can enjoy it.
Well, I do have a problem with you that I have to tell you about. I don't like that you made it 664 pages. Why didn't you just add the extra two?
Honestly, it was all formatting. It was it was a perfect number. I think I had it at like 620 or something like that. And then when formatting happened to publish it, it just...
Did you have it at 666 pages, or did you just...
Something like that.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, because I know for Amazon, at least, you have to have it under like 550 pages. So I had to make everything smaller. I had to like 9 hours of formatting.
That's the worst. But it my God, how cool it would be if it was 666 pages for a death book. Damn.
I know. especially because it deals with like witchcraft and paganism and like different stuff like that. So if it was 666 pages, that would have been beautiful.
Have you always been into this, like, you know, the kind of the dark, you know, gothic, like, you know, style of life? Like, have you always been into that realm and you know, being also be able to write about it?
Oh, yes. Much to my grandmother's dismay, I never grew out of my black shirt phase.
No, I don't think I have either. I agree. I have too many black shirts to count.
Oh, yes. But yeah, no, I have always been into this type of stuff. I have actually been a high priestess of a coven before. That coven no longer exists because everybody moved away. But yeah.
What was that about? Tell me about that.
We were the Coven of the Black Lotus. It was a Colorado coven of, I think at our height, we were at 15 people. But then people moved away, you know, we stopped meeting. It's kind of sad.
And for those, you know, who are Jewish like me, and I'm confused what a coven is, tell me about what a coven is.
okay. So witchcraft in general is just getting together and focusing your energy on one goal. Mm-hmm. So a coven is people that have a relationship that they can sit down, meditate together, and focus all their energy on one goal.
Oh, it sounds so relaxing, though.
It honestly is.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as scary as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, no. And that's one of the biggest reasons I decided to actually sit down and write this is because through Hollywood and through history, witchcraft has been demonized. And honestly, it's just a bunch of people sitting down and meditating together. Like, honestly, that's pretty much all it. And setting things on fire. But, you know,
oh, I love that part.
Set things on fire.
Well, I'd love to come to these coven meetings for sure. I mean, it sounds like fun. Is there booze involved in this?
there is actually an entire section of, like, you know how there's holy water?
Yes.
There's like holy booze.
Pretty
much in every type of witchcraft. So my favorite is holy sake because that's what I drink.
I love it. Do you drink hot sake though, or is it just regular sake? Hot sake.
Yes.
Oh my God. There you go. I love it. That's so cool. I mean, that just sounds like so much fun. I mean, I had no idea this existed. So hell yeah. I'm down. Yeah. Do you guys listen to, do you have like a certain type of music you guys listen to? Like, is it always heavy? I'm going to guess heavy metal, no?
Nope. It's, for most of the things that I do, because, I mean, I've never done a DNA test, but I identify with the Celtic path the most. Mm-hmm. So I will put on like YouTube Celtic mix and just have that going in the background.
Oh, that's good. Nice. I like that. Well, you know, I'm excited for readers to take a look at Coven of the Dead too. I mean, it just sounds like such a cool book and it's such a cool story. You know, do you kind of relate any of the characters to your time kind of making your own Coven?
I mean, I'm not going to say how much of it's real, but a lot of it is based on me.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm sure you can tell some crazy stories about what's happened in those covens.
Oh, yeah. Well, not crazy as somebody levitating or anything like that, but there's definitely been just a lot of togetherness and a lot of like, oh my gosh, I feel you. It's not as dramatic as everybody seems.
Why do you think Hollywood kind of makes it so dramatic? Why do you think they always like are like, oh yeah, they're all drinking blood and they're just like, you know, they're vampires, or they're just like, you know, aggressive at each other?
Oh yeah, because it's exciting. I mean, because it is exciting. Hollywood is meant to entertain, mm-hmm. and if they just had a bunch of people meditating together and not making stuff levitate and not doing all these amazing stuff, then it wouldn't be entertaining.
Fair enough. I want to talk to you also about the cover too. I mean, it seems like that's Medusa, but I could be wrong.
That is actually Hell's sigil.
So tell me about that.
So a sigil is basically a physical picture that relates to a goal, basically. Like, covens get together and focus on a goal. Sigils are basically pictures of that goal. And Hel, the Norse goddess of the Norse underworld, Helheim, that's her picture.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. You know, who'd you get to kind of to illustrate it? Was it yourself or did you get anybody else?
No, I got one of my friends, Kawaii Cryptids.
Oh, awesome. How'd you become friends with them?
Actually, at the moment, they are my roommates.
Oh, hello. Well, hello, roommates. That's amazing. were they so interested in that kind of lifestyle that you've been dealing with?
Oh, no. Most of their artwork is, how do I say this? Gay, fantasy comics.
Okay.
And I was just like, hey, I need somebody to do this cover. And they're like, we're here and we need money.
Well, so now I'm interested in the gay fantasy stuff. What do you mean by that?
Just, not Wattpad, but, webtoons, like stuff that you would find on webtoons.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Okay, well, there's that. Let me ask you this. How did you find out they were doing that?
They do the art all the time in the living room.
Just in front of you.
And they're like, yeah, they're like, hey, look at this. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
Well, that's so cool, you know, and that's really yeah. Awesome that they do that. But, you know, tell me about kind of making the book into a whole, too. You know, you how did you kind of come up with the inspiration besides, you know, your own life experiences working, in your own coven? You know, what kind of set you off to say, you know, this is the time I'm going to write this book?
Well, 2020 happened. And during 2020, I was working as a funeral transport, basically in a minivan, 8 hours a day, transporting dead bodies. And so I had a lot of time to think. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is how it's going to go. And I basically set up a timeline of how the book's going to go. And considering I wasn't working the entire time, I would just pick up my phone and write on Google Docs on my phone. And yeah, that's what my 2020 was.
when you were doing that, though, I mean, did you kind of have your perspective of society completely change? Like, you know, what was going through your mind?
I definitely talk about, I represent these experiences in the book, but there were definitely two times that I felt a presence and I felt / heard things. And I'm like, that was cool. That was really cool. Yeah. And I was able to, I say how I did it in the book, just like playing music, singing for them, trying to like help put them to rest. And I was, you know, I thought that was super cool. And it really helped the timeline because I was before I was like, how do I make this? How do I get from point A to point B? And this was the perfect opportunity to.
You know, I mean, I've seen like, you know, those like, you know, palm readers and all those people, you know, before, you know, psychics and whatnot. One time, actually, a psychic told me that I had, I'm psychic, apparently. I have a psychic ability. And then she told me that if I tell it to anybody, they're just going to think, oh, wow, you're stupid. So there's that. Well, but it's, you know, it's so weird that you say that as well.
Well, we all do. I mean, we all use what, 2% of our brains? Mm-hmm. If there was a class that we could all take that would teach us to be psychic, I'm pretty sure that 90% of us could have that ability.
Yeah.
It's just some people are able to access it better than others. Hence, you know, why most of us can't, you know, see the future or anything like that.
Oh yeah. No, 100%. But it's so weird because, you know, it's like, it's like, you know, I always believed in ghosts too, you know, like going ghost hunting, you hear like, you know, you bring the EVP meter out and you can listen to ghosts and hear a lot of all that stuff. But you know, it's just so wild. Cause like, I don't know, a lot of people out there, they're just like, they're so conflicted on if this is real, if this is actually happening, or is it just a figment of your imagination? You know, you don't know.
Oh yeah. And I mean, even if it is fake, at least it's real to you and no one can, dog down on your experiences. It's your experiences. So, true. You know,
I love that way of thinking. I really do. BD, you know, I mean, what's next for you? What do we do? What do we do after this book is off the shelf?
Well, hopefully I will start working on the next one. My voice actor, because I have two voice actors that are contracted to do the audiobook. However, one of them just had a kid, so it's on hiatus for a moment.
Well, hello, I do voice work. No, I'm kidding.
If they hadn't gone so far.
No kidding, yeah. Future yet.
So hopefully the audiobook will come out before the Coven of the Dead Volume 2, but this is part 8 of a 5-book series. And then hopefully I have a little blog on my hellshorde.com page, and I'm going to continue my writing, doing little short stories in the same universe, put that on there. So keeping people updated and stuff like that, but just keep going. I mean, I still have a 9-to-5. This is not my job yet.
We all do. We all do. Completely. But it's so cool that, you know, you stepped it up and you've created this amazing series that people are going to enjoy. And it just seems like such a cool concept for a book too. And I'm excited for people to read it. For those who want to keep in touch and read about that blog too, where can they go?
Hell's Horde, spelled like a dragon's horde, .com.
Well, awesome. You can pick up the book. It's called Coven of the Dead, Volume 1. It's on Amazon right now. BD Panthona, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. And best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. The Web C Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.